This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
This is episode 12, Columbine, song about a favorite flower.
Leave another sign for me to find behind, so I might be able to find you. Show it with a trace of a smile and the love. This might be something to show me.
Ooh. Welcome to another episode of Painting on Glass. It's great that you're with me today. A friend of mine asked just recently whether I'd rather be more successful with this podcast and my songs. I guess he was thinking of some 1,000 downloads every month and getting heard widely all over the globe. And as he was waiting for an answer, I remained silent for a little while. Then I looked at him and told him that I don't really care. He would not believe, and I had to explain that it's not important how many listeners you're able to reach, as long as one individual is happy with the things you do and sing or tell. That's the main thing, nothing else. There are countless numbers of podcasts and musicians, and its number is steadily growing. I am just one of it all, a grain of sand on some hidden beach, but I'm part of it. As long as there are some people who like to look at this grain of sand, I'll be there to entertain them. And that's the way I always saw my being out there in the business. And there's one popular saying they have in the biz. On the internet, everyone is number one. I heard that for the first time way back in 2009. And nothing has changed since then. But as an artist, you gotta grow and you have to offer your bed. Looking at this, let's get started today with a favorite flower of mine taken to music.
I know your name is Columbine. I see you dancing, oh so fine. Make the world your own and mine again. A sunny day, it is your friend, moving gently in the wind, and spring is swirling all around the sea.
You know, we're at the end of January right now, and any time you go outside, you'll get wet or uncomfortable with the icy cold temperatures of a winter's day. You want to get outside, but all the places are muddy or slushy these days, while the snow is melting or even new snow is about to come all through February. That is the time when I usually begin longing for spring to come again, with all of its colorful wonders and a gentle breeze to caress it all. The columbine flower is then a symbol for all that goes along with the passing of winter and the change that has to come with every end of this season.
I could tell you so much more, But that's not what you're looking for. You wanna be free, you wanna dance. Just be free and dance your way.
It was at the age of 19 when I traveled all over the United States and made the Colorado Rocky Mountain High my final destination of this trip. If you ever stood in a field of columbine, you would know what I mean. All these colored blossoms look like little dancers, fairies that dance a little above the ground to the wonderful light of the sunshine and spring. Like some old-fashioned dresses from the 18th or 19th century. I guess you see the picture by yourself right now. And this field goes all along the way of the side of a mountain or on a field where the sky hits the ground somewhere far away in the distance. Gosh, lovely memories and wonderful images. Don't you think so?
Could it be you need the sun much more than you need someone? With the rain and soft winds on your skin.
And this little flower needs nothing else but the sunshine, the rain, and the wind on its skin. Same as me. Whenever I am growing tired of the stuff we all have to do to make a living each day. Now, remember what I told you about the grain of sand at the beach and of the field of columbine on the side of a mountain. One in a many, but each one so graceful and precious, just the same. And that's the thing it's all about, you see?
Let me for a little while share what you showed me with a smile. Anyone has their own sweet moment to shine.
And now, thank you once again that I have the opportunity to be your host on this show once again and help other people to find this podcast by rating, following, sharing, or giving a little review by yourself. Thank you so much and God bless all of you wonderful people. Somehow, we are all dancers on the pastures of life while being alive and wandering on this planet. See you next time. Bye.
And I could tell you so much more, but that's not what you're looking for. You wanna be free, you wanna dance. Just be free and dance your way.
Watch out for this, and let me thank you for listening and your personal interest. You will find all of my music on major streaming and download platforms on the internet, and all of my books on Amazon.com. Look out for them under my name, and you will find all of them. We'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.